You're listening to SBS News.
Famed for his bravado, frequent gaffes, and blustering campaign style, Boris Johnson has received a resounding mandate from the Conservative Party to lead them and Britain. With just over 3 months to deliver on his promise to lead the United Kingdom out of the European Union by the end of October, world leaders are watching closely. European Union Commission President-elect Ursula von der Leyen congratulated the Brexit hardliner, but warned of the difficult times that lie ahead.
We have challenging times ahead of us. I think it is very important to build up a strong and a good working relation because we have the duty to deliver something which is good for people in Europe and in the United Kingdom. So I'm looking forward to working with them.
The former London mayor has a do-or-die approach to Brexit, which could see Britain leave the EU without a deal. The EU says it won't change its Brexit terms, and it wants to work with Mr Johnson to facilitate the deal struck by Theresa May, something the soon-to-be Prime Minister has repeatedly described as dead. British business groups say Mr Johnson has to work to restore confidence and send signals that the country is open for business. French President Emmanuel Macron, meanwhile, says he wants to urgently work with the new leader on a variety of global matters, including tensions with Iran.
Not only on European topics and the continuing negotiations over Brexit, but also these global issues that we have to face every day. We are in close cooperation with the British and the Germans, be it with the situation in Iran and international security. And I warmly congratulate Boris Johnson and wish to start working with him as soon as possible.
Iran's foreign minister had a rather muted response, congratulating his former counterpart on Twitter. Ongoing tensions between the UK and Iran escalated this week with the seizure of a British tanker by Iranian forces in the Strait of Hormuz. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says he believes Turkish-British ties will flourish under Boris Johnson's term as Prime Minister. Prime Minister Scott Morrison tweeted his congratulations, saying he looks forward to catching up with Mr Johnson at the G7 leaders' meeting next month. And the United States President Donald Trump chose to view the Conservatives' win as a reflection of his own popularity in Britain.
Really good man is going to be the Prime Minister of the UK now, Boris Johnson. Good man. He's tough and he's smart. They're saying Britain Trump. They call him Britain Trump. And people are saying that's a good thing. That they like me over there. That's what they wanted. That's what they need. What they need. He'll get it done. Boris is good. He's going to do a good job.
Dr. Ben Wellings, a senior lecturer in politics and international relations at Monash University, says Mr. Johnson's political style is chaotic but could boost UK relations with the US.
The strength of the Anglo-US relationship fluctuates, and I think there'll be a sort of a Trump-Boris bromance. And, you know, But it's always an asymmetrical relationship. You know, that'll be great for Trump for a bit, but then he's got other stuff to, like, carry on with. But it'll be very important for a post-Brexit Johnson-led United Kingdom.
The decision to install Mr Johnson as leader was made by the Conservative Party and doesn't reflect the opinion of voters across Britain. Some have welcomed the move, but others are concerned by it.
Best thing that could happen, I think so, yeah. Yeah, the country needed sorting out. And hopefully he'll be the person to do it.
You couldn't believe a word that comes out of that man's mouth, so I don't know why it should make any difference. No, I think he's going to be a disaster.
I wanted to live Brexit, I don't think he can.
Hannah Sinclair, SBS News.